There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. In a few minutes, we're going to meet and spend a good deal of time, actually, in this hour with a husband and wife team who have written a book called Falling in Love Backwards. So those of you who are in love, who have been in love, who want to be in love, you will find this story, this tale, if you will, of these two people. I'm in the middle of reading the book now, and I found it so fascinating that I called Bob yesterday and said, see if we can find these people. Let's get them on and let's tell this story, because it is as unlikely a love story as you may have ever heard. And it's one of the things I like about it most is that it's true. So, those of you who are frustrated with love, which would probably, in terms of, Kenny's not frustrated. I don't. Molly doesn't have, to the best of my knowledge, anybody going through her life. Jennifer, I know, doesn't. And that's not.
That's just rude. Maybe there is somebody, Dougie.
I don't know about him. And then there's Richie, who pretty much has got
it. Maybe it's Richie.
Maybe it's Richie. Richie is the one who doesn't have. No matter what your story, you're going to like this story. Speaking of stories, the story of the $10 bill, which now shows the first Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton, is going to feature in the future. How do you like that? You hear what I'm doing?
Feature in the future,
the portrait of a woman. However, the portrait of the woman hasn't been identified yet. What's the mystery? They're trying to find out what it is that we would, like a Rosa Parks figure? Who's the, what sort of person are they looking for here?
A dead one.
Dead.
Yes, they say whoever it will be will have to be dead.
Well, I guess that makes sense, doesn't it? Really?
And does it? I've always wondered why they have to be dead.
No.
Wouldn't that be a great enjoyment for the rest of your life to be on money that nobody uses anymore?
No. But nobody uses cash. I use cash.
No.
You don't use cash? Yeah.
No. I can't tell you how often I've wanted to give somebody a couple of dollars tip if somebody's parking your car or someone's homeless and I don't have any cash on me anymore.
No.
Yeah, all credit card. But it's really up to Treasury Secretary Jacob J. Liu, who by law makes the selection for the honoree, and will
disclose the White
choice.
House up and says, "Hey, Prez, what do you think? Should we put this person on or that person?"
Well, we'll find out. It will appear in 2020, and the choice there's been going on social media for quite some time on who will.
How about Hillary Clinton?
Well, she's not dead yet.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a rule. Why is that? Why do you have to be dead to be on money? I've wondered about that as well.
Sooner or later, you're
going to
be dead. And these are venerable.
Yeah, I mean,
can you imagine
Come
that? Having all that money with your own face on it?
Yeah.
Look, here's a couple of me.
And you can't use it because it's not yours?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Harriet Tubman's in the running.
Is she?
One of the most positive for social media voters.
How about Mrs. Roosevelt, Eleanor Roosevelt?
She was one of those chosen social media as well. Susan B. Anthony as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sacagawea.
Who's your what?
Sacagawea.
Saka what?
Uh-huh.
She was the Shoshone guide to Lewis and Clark.
Oh, yes.
The Lewis and Clark expedition.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That would be cool.
Right. Yeah. You're asking me if I don't remember it?
Yeah.
Really?
Sacagawea?
Yeah. I do remember it now. Thank you. The naughtiest of the naughty out today, the second version or whatever, however we refer to it, 50 Shades book, part two, biggest publishing surprise of the summer, 50 Shades of Grey author E.L. James announcing that she would tell the sexy S&M saga from a billionaire Christian Grey's point of view. So if you're an erotica fan, I guess this is the fourth book.
Did you read the book or see the movie? I have no interest. Anyone?
No.
I downloaded the book and I never read it because my mom told me how bad it was. And yes, my mom and I would talk about whether or not I should read 50 Shades of Grey.
I know Meredith read the book and then we didn't go see the movie.
The movie was terrible.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So all right.
This book, Falling in Love Backwards, might make a good movie. We're going to meet Diane Covington. That was her single name. She's now Diane Covington Carter, married to Landon Carter. And we'll talk about how they fell in love for a good part of the rest of the hour here on Good Day. It's 13 after the hour now.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
15 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So Jennifer and Molly and Richie and I have a story that we want to hear, not a story that we are going to tell. It'll be told by the two people about whom the book is written. Actually, they write the book about themselves. Diane Covington Carter and Landon Carter are here. The book is called Falling in Love Backwards, an unlikely tale of happily ever after. I will tell you that I was told, Diane, may I call you Diane and Landon? I would.
Absolutely.
I could call you Mr. and Mrs. Carter.
Yeah.
Well, you are, in fact.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a very close friend who said to me, you ought to read this book. She'd been given the book, and she found it very telling in a number of ways. So I, who do not read books, a lot of books like this, read it and immediately knew why she gave it to me to read. And I find it as I've gone through it. I haven't finished it by any stretch because I just started reading it yesterday. But when I got it, I said to one of my producers, "We get these people, see if we can find them, and let's have them tell their story." Which is really what the book, the best way to tell the story that's in a book is to just tell the story. So both of you write at the beginning. I'm not going to give away any of this. I just want both of you to begin. We're going to take as much time as we can. If it takes a half hour to tell the story, then so be it. Diane, would you introduce us to your story by telling us what it was that you were looking for and how your life sort of progressed? Because you do a great job of starting in the beginning of your life, telling your story at home, and how that shapes you as a woman and what your desires are.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be talking to you this morning. I grew up in a very dysfunctional family, like many people did from the baby boom generation. My parents didn't get along, but I always thought there was a possibility of having real love and harmony in a relationship. But I got married very young, 19, and that didn't work out. When I was 30, I got a divorce, and I was on a path of, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure out how to be happy. I'm going to figure out how to have a relationship. And at that time, right when I was 30, I met this man named Landon Carter, who was leading a workshop that I did for 6 days. It was very challenging for me. We were doing ropes courses and all kinds of things that I was terrified of heights. But it did change my life, and it set me on a path of starting to discover some real answers for myself.
By the way, if I may interrupt, how does a rope course help you understand your love desires?
Yeah, rope course means you get on the, you stand on the edge of a mountain and you jump off on a zip line, and you are tied in so that you're not going to kill yourself, but your mind doesn't know that. When you're standing on the edge of the mountain, your mind thinks, uh-oh, this is it, you know, this is the end. But it's very exhilarating once you can get past, you know, you just have to step off, and that's the key.
It teaches you to deal with fear, which is one of the biggest problems people have when they go into relationships, is the fear of who it
exactly.
is that they're marrying. Yeah, right, okay.
Right, fear in general, what it taught me was that I could be afraid and do something anyway, which was a key for me that, you know, I went out on my own after that and with two little kids and started a new life. So I could do that and be afraid and still manage to go forward. So that was really key, and Landon was a key in that. So.
But at what age are you now when you meet Landon for the first
30.
time?
I was 30. 30 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 66 now.
And when did you meet Landon? How many years between when you first met him and when you went back to him?
There were 30 years in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been working on myself every way that I could, reading books, taking classes, studying to be a life coach so that I could understand life and better and be more successful at life. And I had had a really good life, but not in the area of relationship. I had still been single. I'd had a lot of relationships, but I hadn't found somebody that I could really commit to. I'd stayed single.
Where did you look? Where were you looking for men?
You know, it was just, I was busy raising kids and working. It was just sort of here and there, you know, how life is. But right before I met Landon, my kids were grown. I was on, you know, kind of on my own then. And I was looking all the usual places at that point. I tried, you know, online dating. I would ask friends. And finally, I just said, you know, I need someone who's really committed to personal growth like I am, somebody who's tried to get rid of their baggage, because, you know, by the time you get to be in your 50s and 60s, there's baggage.
So, we'll pause for a moment. We'll come back and have Landon's side of this, Mr. Baggage, in a manner of speaking, maybe. We'll find out as he tells us his side of the story of the two of these folks meeting and living happily ever after. 21 After on Good Day.
Hey, A. Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day program, I'm probably going to be the lead here because I'm reading the book, although Jennifer and Richie and I was going to say Millie.
Wow.
We're all listening intently.
Millie is the dog and Molly is one of the partners on the air. The book is called Falling in Love Backwards. And the two authors are husband and wife, Diane Covington Carter and Landon Carter. And we heard Diane tell us her story up to the point where she was mature, wanting to find a partner, a mate, soulmate perhaps. And now I think we ought to bring Landon, who is the I don't know if you're a protagonist in this, Landon. What do you think the best word is that describes you here? What is the best word for you?
I would say if you're reading Falling in Love Backwards, which is really our love story, kind of in reverse. I am not the hero. I'm the Diane's the hero or the heroine.
Well, yeah, you're sort of portrayed as a bit of a cur.
Exactly.
And a tad maybe would be better.
Yeah. But I was very much committed to telling the truth, and figured if we can't tell the truth, then we can't tell it like it is. This relationship's not going to work out anyway.
Well, let's go back with you a little bit, be fair, and compare your upbringing to Diane's and what you grew into and how you were, how you became the man that you are.
Yeah, well, I just went back to my Yale 50th reunion, and, so I kind of came from those roots, and, I married the ideal woman that I thought we would walk off into the sunset, and about 3 years later, she left me, as she should have, because Landon Carter was way too selfish and way too into himself, and so kind of I started there. I didn't know anything, really. I mean, two brothers and all prep school and college and graduate school, all men. And so I had very little kind of real understanding of how to be with a woman, and it showed up in my first divorce and a number of serial monogamous relationships after that, and another marriage that lasted for 19 years, and we worked hard at it. The three great kids, all that kind of stuff. But actually, we didn't know what we needed to know to make that relationship work. And it's taken me all these years to really figure out what it takes to have a relationship where there's both a deepening of love and a sense of personal freedom.
All right, so what is that?
So, well, if you look at it, most people fall in love, and it's wonderful. You know, the poets write about it. And then what you're really falling in love with is partly your fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know this person entirely, and then when the reality shows up, it's kind of a threat to the fantasy. And so you try to get the other person who's, you know, you quote, made you feel so good. Now you try to change them to get them back to the way it was so you could feel good again. And so there's this kind of come together, push away, come together, push away in most relationships. And I always felt that it was possible to have the deep connection and the extent of expanded freedom to be yourself, and that was possible within a relationship.
Monogamous. We're talking about monogamous.
Yeah, totally monogamous relationships.
Yeah.
So I actually wrote a book in 2004 called Living Awake, which is about waking up to yourself. And it was all the things that I had learned over 40-some years of working in the field of personal development. And yet I hadn't quite got it, but you were teaching it, but you didn't know it.
But you didn't get it yourself. It sounds like, hold on a second, we're going to pause, but continue with this discussion in a matter of moments on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen...
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 866-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Something that I don't often do here, but because I think this book is impactful, as you know, there are three things in the world that get our attention: health issues, money issues, and the issues of love. Those are the things most people will tell you their life revolves around, all of these issues, not necessarily the news of the day, which is what we spend a lot of our time talking about, but I think every once in a while you got to get to the fabric and the fiber of what we're about. And in this circumstance, don't we all find ourselves looking for love? The old cornball song, looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in all the wrong faces. And what do we do about attracting to ourselves that which we say we desire? So this book, Falling in Love Backwards, the story of Diane Covington Carter's relationship with Landon Carter, how they met, how they didn't see each other for 30 years, that's basically what they've been telling us, what the profiles are of the two of them, and how their story is any different. I think when I first heard the title of the book, Mr. and Mrs. Carter, I thought to myself, okay, because there's a little bit of maybe all of us. It certainly in my life, it may be that I've done it backwards. But I would tell you that it is, as you found out, I think more you, Landon, than did Diane, that it's easy to do it the wrong way. And it fulfills our ego, whatever it is. And then it feeds into those old stereotypes about men. And so I wonder, Diane, if you, the way it, I'm going to fast forward in the book a little bit because we only have a certain amount of time. The idea here is that both of them obviously get together and they find love, but it seems that you're afraid of it, Landon. At first, you seem, even though you're a teacher, you've got all these workshops you've been conducting for years, one of the highest profile people in this business in the world, and you're still not able to do it.
Yeah, Briefly, Doug, one of the things I was quite afraid of was falling in love the regular way, because I knew there were traps, and I knew that eventually, no matter how good the beginning is, you're going to run into the patterns and the that are your own unhealed wounds, your own programming that doesn't fit with your partner, and that shows up, always shows up in the form of upsets. And most people, when they get upset with each other, tend to do patterns that of defense, of pulling away, of blaming the other person, of withdrawing. And basically, we started off with some of the really hard issues, and we were both committed to, literally, as Diane invented this experiment of, okay, well, let's just go for it. For 19 days, we were over in New Zealand, and see what we can learn from each other, and really go for it 100%. And that kind of started a process for us, where we eventually learned that the upsets can be the doorway to a deeper love and more intimacy and a more expanded sense of personal freedom to be myself, not to walk along on eggshells, you know, afraid of upsetting the other person. And so this, it's kind of like we dealt with the hard stuff first. And then as we dealt with each of the patterns that showed up, and I had a really big one of this isn't it, and therefore Diane wasn't it.
Right, you didn't like her physicality. You didn't like the kind of woman that you were around physically were not her, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely that, and that was part of the pattern, because actually I now find her wonderfully beautiful. You know, she's my angel. I find her radiantly beautiful, and part of that is just shifting my own perception.
Diane, when did you believe that he was telling you the truth about how he felt about you?
For me, yeah. Well, one thing about him telling the truth in the beginning is that I knew that if he finally said, I love you, will you marry me, he would really mean it, because he's a real authentic guy.
Was that your goal? You wanted him. You make it clear in the book that you wanted him.
I did, because I knew who he was from 30 years ago when I had been in this training with him for 6 days, and, you know, really seeing his goodness and who he was inside. So, you know, that gave me an advantage when 30 years later he was saying, no, I'm sorry, you're not it. I don't want to be with you. You know, you don't fit my pictures of who I want to be with, you know, which was brutally honest and also brutally hard to be with. But I, you know, I could just come back and say, well, look, you know, we have a real relationship here. We have real harmony. We have, you know, an amazing connection. And, you know, those are just thoughts. And, you know, so my training that I started out with him and then built on helped me come back around and help him through this part of his life that was he had not been able to succeed in. So that was
so
really cool.
Is that what it is for both of you in terms of falling in love backwards? What do you describe to people? Because you use your own example in the, and I'm guessing, I don't know this, although I am interested in perhaps going to one of your sessions, because it sort of implies it's the hard way, and most of us are either doing it or have done it the hard way, thus the backwards way. But isn't that the only way to learn your lessons, in a sense? So is it really backwards?
Well, it was, let me just answer that and then Landon can. It was backwards because there was no, he had had a pattern of looking across the room and there was this woman and he was attracted to her and she fit his pictures and then, you know, they'd get involved. Whereas it was backwards because he didn't think I fit his pictures. He didn't think he was attracted to me that way, even though we got into a relationship and it was good. You know, it didn't fit the mold of how a person falls in love. You know, they fall in love, it's great, and then it gets hard. We just started out hard from the very beginning, although it was also very good. So there was this contrast of, you know, being together.
What was the hardest for both of you was what?
Well, for me, it was flying to New Zealand after he said, I surrender to loving you. And then I got off the plane and he looked at me and said, no, I'm not going to hug you because you don't fit my pictures. That was brutally hard.
What a rotten son of a gun. So what did you feel when he told you that?
Well, it was horrible, and you know, really, my mind was screaming, you know, turn around and get back on the plane. But there was another part of me that I had started to get in touch with, and I was 60 at the time. That was, you know, really saying, look, you know, you got to look at yourself too here, and you got to stay open and vulnerable because it's easy to walk away. And you know, you're 60 years old. Are you gonna walk away? Are you gonna keep talking here? Are you gonna That's when I said to him, look, you know, I'm stuck here for 3 weeks. Let's do something with this time, you know, and let's learn from each other. Even if we don't end up together, we both want a relationship. And are you willing to be in 100% for these 21 days? Because I knew how we could be together when he didn't get afraid. So it was a roller coaster for
the 21 days. So he was afraid and you weren't. Afraid of commitment, afraid of not being able to. When you said, Landon, I want to be with you, I love you. You are my match. You are my one true love. Whatever it is that you.
I didn't go quite that far, Doug. But yeah, it was more like I was afraid of making another mistake.
Yeah.
You know, that here I was at 66, and was I going to be, you know, to go down that path one more time of making a mistake, of getting beyond myself, saying I love you when in fact, you know, it would turn to, you know, would turn bad and we would separate or, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's what I wanted to be really certain. And it took us quite, you know, a year or more of me, you know, just wrestling with the stuff. And the hardest thing for me was to see Diane as beautiful and then to see her not, and at times. And that was painful for me. And because what had happened is that as we resolve issues, upsets would come up. We'd sit down. We'd talk about them. We'd look at each other. We'd talk about them. We'd take responsibility for our own upset. It's like not blaming the other person, not saying you've got to change in order for me not to be upset. Those are two very key things.
Right.
And then resolving it. And then all of a sudden, I mean, our lovemaking was getting better and better. And I mean, into the clouds. I mean, it was unbelievable. And so our connection just kept getting deeper and deeper. And
who's
so
working at it harder? Do you feel like you both worked at it evenly, or did Diane work at it harder? The observer now listening to our conversation for the past half hour might come to the conclusion, without having read the book but listening to the conversation, that Diane worked harder at this than you did.
She held what was possible when I couldn't see it. She's my angel.
So now,
Landon, did you ever apologize to Diane? Because even though I'm sure you were being honest in your feelings, I mean, what I've heard so far is making my chest thump for her because it seems very hurtful, some of the things that you said. So, I mean, I know you say your perspective switched, but I mean, so much of a woman's psyche is built around her physicality. And I think, I mean, did you ever sit down and apologize to her?
The answer is yes at times, and no, Diane, why don't you answer that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was very challenging. One of the things that we both are committed to was looking at ourselves, and so he was pushing this button of I'm not good enough in an area that I hadn't looked at before, because I had always thought of myself as beautiful and been told I was beautiful. This was something, you know, like it's like a whole new area of I'm not good enough, which I think we all have inside. We try very hard to cover it up. but it's kind of helpful to say, oh gosh, you know, there's my I'm not good enough. And so that's what we would do. When he would say, okay, I don't find you attractive, you know, I'd say, oh gosh, there's my I'm not good enough. It's so painful right now. And so we would talk about it that way rather than,
you
know,
do you think that's what led to you wanting to be with him ultimately? I mean, because when you're told you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, and then, whoa, all of a sudden you're good enough, that, you know, makes you go, okay, I won a prize. I got something. I mean, do you think that has something to do with where you are in your relationship?
Well, I think that people are attracted to each other based on their unhealed wounds. It's all in the subconscious, and something I've studied as a life coach. So, you know, people are attracted to each other, and they will push each other's buttons kind of perfectly. And so if you can look at it as, okay, here's an opportunity to heal that versus, oh, God, I've got to get away from this person because it's hurting me.
Yeah.
You know, that's
what we discovered.
Right.
Because we're running tight on time, I'm going to make that sort of the epitaph here, or perhaps the lesson, that for, as I listen to this, we all do, Jennifer does, Richie does, everybody listening to this program has what you described as unhealed wounds. And most of us have been at a place where instead of dealing with them, and you said this a little earlier, and this may be, again, this is the lesson I think is here and why I wanted you to tell the story, that you go into, you either keep going around and around, you meet different people, you get to a point, you give up, start over again. And you don't ever get to the core or the heart of what it is that attracted you to each other in the first place.
Exactly.
And some people, if you're fortunate enough to attract a mirror object or image, and then if you learn the lessons you've learned, and the lessons we all need to learn, but most of us unfortunately don't, is to stick with it, to dig in, to go to the root of what the problem is and work it out, because there are very few opportunities, it seems to me, in life that are really worthwhile. I get out of this, frankly.
Yes, and we actually are giving away a free book called The Awakened Relationship that we, Landon, wrote after our book, because people said, well, how do we do this? We need a handbook. So people go to our website, which is just fallinginlovebackwards.com. They can actually get a copy of that free book, The Awakened Relationship, because we really want to share what we've discovered with people, because it does work. You can have intimacy. You can have love. You can have amazing connection, no matter how old you are, if you're willing to tell the truth and look at yourself and not blame the other person.
It's always about the truth and respect. It really is, I think. Again, fallinginlovebackwards.com is the website. You'll get the insight. And again, this conversation can go on for hours and hours. And that's why they have workshops that last days
and
days.
We want to contribute to people, Doug. And that's why I want to give away the Awakened Relationship book, because if we can contribute to anybody, that's what it would be our pleasure.
And in Bali, we're going to be in Bali this fall if people want to come and hang out with us and do a 3.5-day workshop. So,
there you go. All right. Yeah. Again, it's the website is fallinginlovebackwards.com. Perhaps this becomes the roadmap to falling in love frontwards, because that's really what you're trying to do. Turn what is backwards around into what makes sense. And what what's the old expression? We get too soon old and too late smart. The book and many others that you can find on the website. Dan Covington Carter and Landon Carter, thanks for being here and good day.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring, and we've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents, 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59, plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by Intel.
Graduation is the perfect time to give your grad what they really want. Intel Powered Technology, a poll by Intel and Her Campus Media, an online community for college women, found that tech is the item respondents couldn't live without. Students have to have technology that fits their needs, powerful enough to keep up with study sessions, but perfect for fun, watching a movie or playing a game. Intel has more on devices for grads. Amy Kirkus, Intel Tech Evangelist.
Intel powers devices for every grad, from all-in-one PCs to ultra-portable tablets to amazing two-in-ones, offering the productivity of a laptop and the fun of a tablet, all in one device. With the power of Intel processors, there's something for everyone. New this year, found in a variety of devices, is Intel RealSense technology, offering depth-enabled photography, fantastic gaming, and photo editing. Also on wish lists, the Intel Compute Stick, a device that fits in the palm of your hand and transforms any monitor or TV into a computer.
For more information, visit Intel.com.
Pretty hard to believe, isn't it, huh?
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program. Back to My Cool Inventions and the personality of John Cremins, who's the doctor of Shopology, veteran of Home Shopping Network, QVC. He and Akos Jankura, who's been involved in selling. See, it was a two-sided street. John's on one side. He's the host, getting people excited and brings in the talent who's selling whatever it is. In Akos's case, lots
problem?
Of cleaning.
Problem?
He's
fix here.
That problem.
Oh, he is?
He's right here.
Where were we before?
He's in front of me right now.
Oh,
right.
Start smack here.
Can't you see him? He's right in front of us right now.
Oh, my
right.
goodness. He's potting him in the closet all morning.
This is exactly right.
The power of suggestion.
There it is.
Did you guys hear Tiffany Ward this morning? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Rocks.
Yeah, we're going to play. We're going to have her back again in a moment with her pitch, and then we'll talk about it. This may be one of the best pitches we've heard. The idea here on the portion of the program that focuses on inventors and inventions and entrepreneurialism connects with the website MyCoolInventions.com, where you can go to vote. This is sort of like, as I think Akos and others have described it, Shark Tank meeting American Idol, because we'd bring these people in, they present their ideas, then you can vote for them, support them, and the winners go on. And I actually should have Akos and John explain what goes on from page one to page two. We'll do that in a moment here on Good Day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants.
Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, so we're focused on a lady named Tiffany Ward.
I did.
Who had a... you want to play the... let's play.
Rich is excited.
Rich is very excited.
No,
her pitch.
Submit your product.
She's focused on a new kind of beach towel. Go ahead. Please play it, Reggie. Yes, no,
oh,
maybe.
You know what? Give me 4 seconds here, Doug.
All right. Well, in the meantime, ACOS is all excited about this because this is something that is, this for the time of year we're in, especially okay. Appropriate. Here we go. Let's try this one more time. About 85 times we'll do this. Yes, no, maybe. Let's forget about it, Richie, if you can't.
No, it's right here. Here we go. Sorry.
It's right there.
No.
It isn't right there. All right, there we go.
Ooh, the suspense is killing
me.
But these towels are really cool.
What's so Jennifer and Akos, talk about the towels that she presented.
Well, she had incredible energy. She was actually she was actually a stylist at HSN. She
really?
Diane Gimmett. She actually knew me. I didn't know her. I saw her in the hallways, and she says she knows me very well. And she was backstage there. She was a key stylist, and she has a business where she has her business called Dream Rocks, and she's got styling T-shirts and towels, and she's trying to build her brand and build her dream. And this towel, I mean, the energy she had was just unbelievable.
But with the product, Jennifer, well, all right, you want to try it, Richie? Go ahead. We'll try one more time with the pitch.
DreamWalks.com. Celebrity rock style towels. A dream watch shines bright like a diamond. Take a second. Gently close your eyes. Imagine going to your favorite artist's concert. They are dripping with sweat as they are performing their greatest hits on stage. The artist interrupts the crowd, putting on an old, stained, milky white towel to wipe his head of sweat. There's no rock style in that. Solution? A dream watch celebrity rock style towels. It has glistening glam, blinks fabulously on stage. Looks cool on camera, under light, and yes, they are functional. The crowd loves the celebrity rock style towels. It blinks up the stage, brightens up the night, and they can afford one too, starting at $18. Want more? Ladies, close your eyes. Imagine yourself. Men, imagine a beautiful woman stepping out of the clear blue water onto the pool deck of the bright white sea as she reaches for her amazingly sparkling, blinged out, a dream rock celebrity rock style.
100%.
Wow, it's like glistening glam. The sun catches every sparkle.
All right.
You are the celebrity.
So if you find her exciting in what she's talking about, you can text the thumbs up to 22333. So, ACOS, you really think this is going to work?
Whatever she's lacking in product, it comes across in energy, let me tell you that. The only question I had is this: if you have Swarovski crystals and towels and you're wiping your face, don't you end up, like, scratching yourself?
Well, that's what I asked her.
She said you use the other side.
Yeah, but I'm a man. I'm not that smart. I mean, you know, seriously, that takes a little bit of planning.
Yeah, you got to think about it before you do it. But for women who like bling and glam, I suppose this is an ornament, not necessarily to be used for something, for real use. It's just a hang there and look good, and manner of speaking. All right, so there it is, My Cool Inventions. Check it out, Mike.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.